Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we have the pleasure of having Bjork Rasmussen with us, and she is an intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Good morning to you, Bjork.
Good morning.
Well, your summer is kind of coming to an end here at the United States. How much longer are you going to be with us?
Not for so long, just 2 weeks actually. I'm leaving for Denmark in the July 29th.
Uh-huh.
So
almost my time over.
My time is coming to an end.
And I'm sure you're really happy to be going home, but also kind of sad about leaving your work here. Let's talk about you and your family first before we talk about your work.
Yes. What do you like to know about
me? Well, you know, your mom, dad, sisters, brothers, any?
Yeah, I have a younger sister, Iben Rasmussen, and she is she's actually studying at the Danish design school to be a designer for clothing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and live in Copenhagen. And when I go back, I actually going to find an apartment with my sister, so we are going to live together. So that's, I'm really looking forward.
Exciting.
Yeah,
yes.
It's really looking forward to that. My dad, he lives in Jutland, and as far north as you can go, almost in the biggest city up there, Aalborg. And he's a magician, doing mostly children's entertaining.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, interesting family. I think he's actually world's only magician employed in a zoo. He works at Aalborg Zoo. As a magician there, doing edutainment.
Has he taught you any magic tricks?
When I was a child, me and my sister did. We was masters in Jutland. Came in number first as doing substitution trunk, where I hide my sister in a bag and put him down in a box and stand on top of it. Took a cloth up, and when it got down, I was she was standing there instead of me, and I was in the sack in the box.
Well, and magicians never tell their secrets, so I won't even ask.
But I think we topped when I was around 12 and she was 10, and since then we haven't persuaded a magician carrier.
On to other kinds of things.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And so before you came here, were you in school?
Yes, I'm studying at the Danish Copenhagen University, and I study art history and as my major, and I have a minor in social and political science.
Okay, sounds like a lot of studying to me.
Oh, and, yes.
and you still have some of that work to do when you go home?
Yeah, I actually only have my thesis left.
Oh, good.
And then I will finish up my master program.
Great.
So
does what you're doing here at the museum help you with your master's program?
Yeah, it actually does. I have to, it is a part of my master's program. I'm getting credit for the half year I worked at the museum on my master's program as kind of learning how to work in a real museum.
That's great.
So I will get credit for that. So it is a part of my education to be at the Danish Immigrant Museum.
Great. And we're visiting with Bjork Rasmussen, who is an intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Let's talk about some of the things that you have been doing during the time you're here.
Yes, I've been doing a lot of things. I am interning under Tova, the curator of your museum. And so I mostly worked with Tova, of course, preparing new exhibits. The current exhibit, Children's Church Basement and Children's Home, Danish Mission here and abroad, is one of the things I worked a lot with. And if you go to see the exhibition at the museum, you will notice that some video interviews with old missionaries, and some of them I've been doing.
Oh, great. So was that something you'd done before? Was that a new experience for you, interviewing folks, recording?
It was mostly Tova doing the interviewing, of course. But in my former job, I worked at Arken Art Museum outside Copenhagen. And I've been engaged since 2006 in doing digital learning. So I was kind of used to the program and editing videos and stuff like that. But doing it for an audience on a more research-based exhibit way has been a new experience to me. So it has definitely been a learning by doing process.
And that's what this is all about, is putting all of those things to use. So that's great.
Exactly.
Now, have you gotten to do any trips away from the museum as a part of your learning?
Yes, I have. I was in L.A. Bria to visit the Rabel Society. They have an annual gathering mm-hmm. around, mostly in US. Rabel is a Danish-American friendship society, which every year on 4th of July have a meeting in Copenhagen. Oh, not in Copenhagen, but in Denmark, in Rebil. And they gather also in US every year. So we went to their annual meeting. It was really fun, and it was a great experience to be in LA and meet all of the Danish American Society.
And you said that was on the 4th of July?
No, it wasn't. They have the Danish meeting on 4th of July to celebrate kind of in Denmark the US Independence Day. And
just being good friends and being supportive, right?
Exactly. And they actually next year have anniversary, 100 years of anniversary. They've been doing.
So maybe you can be there.
Yeah, maybe. I'm actually born the 4th of July. So
really? Oh, gosh. Well, we all celebrate your birthday. Then.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
With lots of fireworks. And that's kind of exciting. And did you go see fireworks somewhere this year?
Yeah, I went to Exira.
Oh,
to see the firework in Exira. I heard that there should be the fireworks to see around here. So
yeah, Exira is the place to be on the 4th of July.
Yeah, and I must say it was really amazing and great. So
good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Other projects that you've worked on, helped with, gotten acquainted with?
Yeah, I've of course also just helped with just putting an exhibition together, which was also a new experience to me that it is a small museum, so I was the one painting the walls and stuff like that. And I think that was also really great, actually doing the practical work about how much time it actually takes to put an exhibit together, which you don't see as a visitor at a museum.
That's just what I was going to say. Most of it, we walk in, we see the things in the exhibit, but we have no idea of the work it takes to get it ready.
Exactly, and how much thoughts that's actually put into why things are placed, where they are, and stuff like that. So it has been great. And yeah, what I'm going to work at for the last couple of weeks, I'm still working on the digital outreach for the museum, mm-hmm. doing Facebook updates and stuff like that. And yeah, I'm going to Chicago next weekend, which is going to be great too.
And
so a little more traveling.
Yeah, special. Is that just fun or is this a special thing for the museum?
It's not. It's actually just for fun. It was originally a business trip, but now it's just me having fun.
that's okay. You have to do some of that too.
Yeah.
And when you get back to Denmark, you say you still have to finish up your thesis. And so what's in the future after that?
Yeah, what's in the future? I get back on August 4th and actually the 5th, I have to start my old work back up again. I am at Aachen. Where I worked before, they asked me if I wanted to come back. So when I said, yes, of course, I would like to come back to you.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things I'm going to do. I have to find an apartment with my sister also. And yeah, then I have to start up working on my thesis.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully I will finish up my thesis in spring next year, around February, March.
And then, like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what do you hope you'll be doing?
I would hope I was working at a smaller art museum in Denmark. That would be really great as a curator or head of education. That could be really great. That's where
all of your experiences are certainly going to help lead you in that direction. Let's talk a little bit about some of the not work things that you've experienced in the United States. You know, what did you find new or different or enjoy the most about your time that you've been here in the United States?
I can say that one of the things I really enjoy and also really hate is the driving. I love driving a car, but it's really annoying that you can't get anywhere without a car. So I'm really going to miss driving as much as I do here.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we don't do in Denmark as much, but I also miss my bike.
Yeah.
And the freedom.
In Denmark, you're on your bicycle.
Yeah, right? I'm on my bicycle all the time. So that's really what I more noticed. Yeah, I actually went back to Denmark for a couple of weeks in May, and what I really noticed was when I came back to Denmark, I noticed that the service in Denmark is really bad.
Interesting.
And I was kind of, why does anybody ask me what I need and say hello when I go into a store and stuff like that, which I never noticed before. And then I came back again to US and saying, whoa, this so you're really much better to doing service.
Interesting, and
which
you didn't,
I love.
You didn't miss it till it was gone.
No, apparently I didn't miss it until it was gone. So that has been a real eye opener to me.
Very good. Well, we thank you for being here, for helping the museum, and thank you for coming in this morning, Bjork Rasmussen.
Thank you.
And until next time, here's a thought: life is like a 10-speed bike. Most of us have gears we never use.